This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters as the United States redeployed one of its aircraft carriers near the Korean Peninsula in response to the North's recent launch of a powerful missile over Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement the launches were made 22 minutes apart from the North Capital region on Thursday morning. It said South Korea has boosted its surveillance posture and maintains a readiness in close coordination with the United States. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida also confirmed the North Korean missile launches, saying the weapons firings are, quote, absolutely intolerable. Ukrainian forces are winning back territory in the east despite Russia's efforts to declare control. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed legislation declaring the annexation of the Ukrainian regions of Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk. But Anna Chernikova, who reports from the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, told VOA on Wednesday that Ukrainian forces continue to gain back territory in some of those areas.
Kharkiv front line is actually moving to Luhansk front line, and for the moment the main actions are happening in that in the area of Luhansk region, and Ukrainian forces are now quite close to the city of Lysychansk.
She says Ukraine is struggling more on the southern front line because of the concentration of Russian forces there. But Washington is urging Kyiv to keep up the momentum. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us for the latest news on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities say more than 20 people who were abducted from a passenger train have regained their freedom after more than 6 months. A government committee assembled by Nigeria's chief of defense staff said Wednesday that it, quote, secured the release and took custody of all the 23 remaining passengers held hostage. Authorities didn't respond to inquiries about how the hostages were freed. It wasn't clear if ransoms were paid. In late March, gunmen attacked the train with explosives and gunfire near Nigeria's capital, killing 7 people and abducting dozens of others. A famine could be declared in Somalia within weeks, affecting hundreds of thousands of people in 2 of the country's worst drought-affected areas and in displacement camps. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Such a declaration is rare and a sign of the dire consequences from the worst drought in decades in the Horn of Africa. Mohamed Ahmed Durie and his family left their seaside city on the northern edge of Somalia to escape drought and hunger. He tells the AP, if you walk some distance out here, you'll see lots of bones, lots of animal bones piled on top of each other. He adds, what's happening to us is severe drought and political instability. We're appealing to the international NGOs to assist with shelter, food to eat, and water to drink. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of Hungarian students, teachers, and parents blocked a Budapest bridge near Parliament on Wednesday in support of teachers fighting for higher wages and teachers sacked for protesting. Teachers have launched a I Want to Teach campaign and called for civil disobedience to demand higher wages, a solution to a deepening shortage of teachers and the right to strike. Protesters carrying banners filled a Budapest bridge, blocking traffic after trade unions had called a nationwide teacher strike for Wednesday. Recapping our top story, North Korea has launched 2 ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters as the United States redeployed one of its aircraft carriers near the Korean Peninsula in response to the North's recent launch of a powerful missile over Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement, the launches were made 22 minutes apart from the North's capital region on Thursday morning. It said South Korea had boosted its surveillance posture and maintains a readiness in close coordination with the United States. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida also confirmed the missile launches, saying the weapon firings are, quote, absolutely intolerable. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.